morning.
Sunday morning, Father's calling. Do 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 do. Every Sunday's Father's Day.
What the fuck? That was pretty good, right?
Hi, Daddy Gang. It is Tuesday. It is officially interview day. It is 12 on Tuesday. I'm interviewing Offset today at 4 p.m. I have had a pretty busy morning. This is not usually how interview days go because I usually do interviews like in the middle of the day at like noon or 1. But Offset is coming at 4. So I have like a whole day to work and then do an interview. So I have been on Zooms all morning going over tour, kind of going over like the structure, what it's gonna be like. So I'm like trying to transition from tour mode to Offset mode now. So I'm officially off my meetings. I got a spray tan this morning because I was feeling a little...
This morning.
Literally this morning at 8 a.m. So I just got a tan. I'm gonna go upstairs and shower. And then in like an hour, maybe we'll get in the car and we will head to the studio. And yeah, come along. It's gonna be a fun, fun interview day. And I'm so excited to meet Offset. I think this is gonna be a good one.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me and I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself and it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
She's clean.
I showered. I put the same top back on. Shut the fuck up. It's not as gross as it seems. I gotta like find energy because like 4 o'clock's usually when I'm like, ooh, like we're winding down for the day. Like, And now I like gotta get hype. So I think we're gonna drive to the dad pad. I'm gonna just get changed there. I'm gonna bring a couple outfit options, change there. I wanna stay as cozy as possible for now. And then we're gonna do my makeup there. I did interview prep for this yesterday. And it was very fun because I was trying to think, like, how can we get Offset to connect with the Daddy Gang? And so I'm asking him, like, a bunch of sexual advice questions from the Daddy Gang that Offset's going to give us advice on, like, eating a girl out and like struggle if like someone's like struggling where like their boyfriend doesn't like when they suck their dick, like give us advice. Like I think him talking about sex and giving us advice is going to be so fucking funny. And I'm gonna keep it like a pretty fun light interview. Like I don't want it to be too serious. I just feel like he's gonna be super funny. I do know he's really into fashion, so I'm trying to decide if I'll just wear a sweatsuit or should I like put a little something on. I've been trying this season to elevate my wardrobe a little bit just because like I buy these clothes, like I might as well wear them. Like I have clothes in my closet that I stare at and smile at and I'm like, one day I'll wear you. And I always choose the sweatpants, always. So today I'm like, okay, season 4, let's try to dress sometimes like nice, and by nice I mean like jeans, and then other days I'll always wear my sweatpants, but I'm trying to like weave in some normal clothes. Okay, let's go. Okay, heated seats, bitch. I did not have heated seats, and you guys, I get so cold. Like there's something wrong with me, I don't know. Write in the comments, like I think I have like an iron deficiency thing. It can be 70 degrees, I'm shivering, I'm freezing. Matt loses his mind at me every single time we're in the house and it gets a little cold. I'm putting on the heat so fucking high, and Matt's like, you're smoking me out. Woo! So on an interview day, I don't have superstitions, but I do feel like I have a very like routine thing that I do every morning. When I have an interview, I need to make sure that I eat a breakfast sandwich in the morning because I find myself like focused so hard on the interview and like getting things done and doing my makeup and my outfits that I all of a sudden just forget to eat sometimes, and then I have a migraine after I'm done the interview. So I eat a big bacon, egg and cheese, everything bagel toasted with cream cheese, and then I usually get 2 coffees. Now that it's fall, I'm loving it, you guys, because I order 2 coffees from Starbucks. I get 1 hot and 1 cold. I put the cold in my refrigerator and I drink the hot first. I've been getting this pumpkin spice latte thing from Starbucks. Phenomenal. It just makes me feel like fall. It makes me feel happy. It makes me feel all like cozied up. And then after I have my warm drink, I'm sweating my tits off because it's still fucking 70 degrees in Los Angeles. And then I go for the iced coffee. I get in like a dirty iced chai oat latte. A lot of you guys ask like, do I ever bring Bruce or Henry to the interviews? Bruce is not allowed to come to interviews ever yet. We're working on that. He still needs a little bit of training. Henry, I don't really bring Henry often unless I know that the person is a dog person, and sometimes if we're talking about like serious topics, I literally find Henry as like an emotional support dog is very helpful to have. So it depends. Like I remember the Madison Beer episode, I know she loves dogs, and I was like, Henry's gonna be the perfect guy to hold and cry and just to have there for all the good feels. Interview day, I feel like excited and nervous still to this day. Like I always get a little bit of a tinge of like, I want this to go well, but I've also kind of like gotten used to that feeling. It's almost like how I used to feel before I went onto the soccer field for a game. Like it's like that adrenaline of like, oh my God, like pre-game, prepping. But then it's like you did all the work that you could. At some point, you got to just like let it go and see how the game goes. And that's how I feel about my interviews. Let's go! So I don't have my nails done. And my little trick is putting on stick-ons. It just allows me to look good. And the minute the interview is off, they all just rip off. I think my pinky looks like a little big. I think I put the wrong one on. Wait. This is bigger.
That's wrong. How good is that glue?
Ew.
Just girly things.
He has a new album coming out. It isn't out yet, so they sent us this album so we can listen to it. And it's a vibe. And he has 2 songs that Cardi's on, so naturally I'm like, oh, let me see. I think this is what I'm wearing. Vintage Prada boots. I think these are just Levi's. They're really fucking baggy, but whatever. Just a little black tank top and a piece of pizza. You guys, I'm going to do my makeup and then we wait. Okay, you guys, insider tea. So I don't wear like eye makeup other than like light mascara. I just think like, I don't think I look good with it, okay? But for some reason, the lighting in the studio, it kind of makes everything that I put on my face like look like I have nothing on my face. So I have to like over put makeup on to even look like I'm wearing makeup. So I have this thing where all of you think in every episode, I'm high as fuck because my eyes look like they're basically fucking closed. I'm not high. I love weed, but I'm never getting high before interviews unless I'm like smoking with the person, okay? So just so you know, I'm never like blazing up before the fucking interview. That would be interesting. So the other week I decided, let's put a little fucking upper eyeliner and like eyeshadow that's like scary dark in my opinion. I upload the episode, everyone's like, Alex, you look so great. Like, what is different about yourself? And I'm like, what the fuck? So on camera, it looks good, but in person, I look insane. So I guess moving forward, I'm just gonna have to start putting eye makeup on. So here we go. To get feedback from people being like, this is the best you've ever looked. I'm like, oh, okay. You always hope it will be like, you look so amazing. And you pull your Pamela Anderson moment in Fashion Week being like, I'm not even wearing makeup. I just put so much makeup on. Everyone's like, you finally look really good in an interview. I'm like, so today we're gonna do a little fucking whoop-de-doo for Offset. So he doesn't stare and think, did this bitch get high without me? No, I didn't. Okay, you guys, the first time that I like slept at Matt's house, I think he thought I was like a cocaine addict because he came into the bathroom and was like, hey, what is all like the white stuff on the counter? I'm like, oh yeah, I was just like railing lines. No, it's baby powder is my secret tip. I never thought I was gonna like admit that, but listen, you never wanna touch my head. Ever. Even when my hair is clean, my hair is so straight, so it gets flat. I use this to juice it up. I use a bottle of Dettol. No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? Yeah, but like it does wonders, and because I have the blonde hair, it also simultaneously makes it blonder. Sort of like da-da-da-da.
Woo! Offset!
Offset! I haven't gotten highlights in like 6 months.
Also, your face looks beat to the gods.
Oh my god, I thought you said beat as fuck.
In a good way.
Fire! Aaron!
This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com. This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com. This episode is brought to you by Azo Vaginal Health Products. Most women will experience a yeast infection during their lifetime, but it is time to stop giving women's health the silent treatment. I think sometimes we get so anxious, we don't want to deal with it. Well, actually, yeast infections, you're like, I actually have to deal with this. I literally am so fucking itchy right now. That is what Azo products are for. They have an entire line of products designed to help balance your vaginal pH and protect your vaginal health. Azo Complete Feminine Balance helps restore the balance of good bacteria and for protection from yeast and urinary tract issues. Try Azo Dual Protection. Azo, care that goes there. Daddy gang, you can save 20% with the promo code PODCAST at azoproducts.com. That's azoproducts.com. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required.
Okay, now I'm about to look at a camera and record my intro. This season, I've been wanting to just give like a little preview of who the guest is, whether you guys know them or you don't know them. I think it's kind of nice to be like, hi, Daddy Gang, Offset's coming on, give a tiny background, and then get into the interview. I think some people have been really annoying me, and they're fucking assholes on the internet being like, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? So there's this one thing that's so incredible, and it is called Google. And throughout your life, whenever you have a question, usually you go on fucking Google instead of writing in the comments. When I have really famous people on, I'm a sellout. When I have people on that I'm like breaking with, like you guys, and be like, oh, look who this dope person is, it's like, who the fuck is this? Like, no one even knows who's on the show anymore. You can never win.
Offset is late, and they said he has a heart out by 5:30. We're gonna have it an hour flat. What the fuck I should cut? I think keeping the outfit stuff. Yeah, maybe we get rid of like the game and go to the questions from the Daddy Gang are funnier.
That's funnier.
Basically what's happening right now is like totally understandable. He's late. It just sucks because he has to go somewhere at 5:30 on the dot and it's 4:20. So I'm gonna have like an hour with him. So I'm kind of trying to go through my interview right now and delete stuff that like I don't think is as interesting as other stuff.
Hello?
Hello, I'm so sorry I'm late.
It's okay. We're gonna have so much fun. You need to change.
Yes.
Okay, let me show you. Give me fun. Okay.
Okay. Go.
The fit.
Yeah, I had to get right.
Oh, I like those pants.
Rick Owen, I just bought them right now. Literally right now.
Right now, like on your way here.
Yeah, on my way here. I had to make sure I had it right. A nice fit for you when I pull it up.
Okay, so I respect that. You were late because you were getting nice pants.
Nice pants.
Offset. I appreciate that. Do you actually watch TikTok shit?
Yeah.
You go one. Oh, you go here, here, here. You're looking here. You're gonna look.
We're gonna do it one.
We're gonna go
time.
Like this. One, two, clap. Here.
And then
here. And do it as fuck you. Yeah, do it as fuck you.
Alright, so boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. That's good. Oh!
You got it.
Okay, he's getting the beat now.
Okay, ready?
Oh, now you got swag!
Thank you guys so much.
That was really great. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it. I know you got a lot of shit to
do. I'm trying to get to this 100 mil.
Yeah, you should have the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is art.
Yeah, but if you want, you can take something. Do you want something? Yeah. Hey, what do you want? No one's ever actually asked. Now, I can't guarantee, like, I think it's fine. Offset was worth the fucking wait. He was so sweet. He was so apologetic that he was late, and he was fucking fun. Like, I feel like sometimes with men, you never know if they're gonna be down, understandably, to like talk about sex in a way that's just like free and fun, because obviously people are always gonna be like giving men shit. Hilarious. So fucking fun. Also just like a great guy, you can tell. Like, I don't know, I had a great fucking time. And I was so fucking stressed the whole time because I'm like, fuck, we're having such a good time. And I kept looking at the fucking clock. Like, I'm asking questions, looking at the clock. But that was another interview I felt like, and he said it himself, like, it didn't even feel like an interview. We were just like having a fun conversation. We started as acquaintances and we left as friends. He's dope. Good vibes, Offset. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today. This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com.